from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Annoy people on the quiet car and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Let's do it. Yeah! Fun night tonight. The Mets win, the Yankees win, and there's so much to unpack from these two games. 888-808-1019. You know, I was just talking about it a little bit in here with Ricky Ricardo, Dexter Henry, Rami Lavie, Nick Theodoro. I think that's the only people left in the building at 5 after midnight. Good morning. Good morning. We are already at August 15th. Like, we're about to be halfway through the dog days of baseball. And we take this day by day, game by game, series by series, week to week, month to month. I try to come in and tell people to pump their brakes. I try to come in here and say that, yeah, we react every day and night because these are daily, nightly radio shows. But then you go to sleep, you wake up the next day, and you have another game to watch and hope for and react to. And let's start with the Mets, because obviously coming off of the first loss to the Oakland A's and the storyline being that Austin Adams came in and mocked them, and really the Oakland Athletics have been playing pretty good baseball. They're not just this scrub team without a home. You know, they kind of commanded some respect. My thought tonight was, okay, let's see how they respond. I don't care about what Edwin Diaz has to say, because Edwin Diaz is a closer that was used yesterday, and it shouldn't be a save situation. It shouldn't be the type of game where Edwin Diaz can come in and make an impact. I just think that he spoke up as one of the higher paid players on the team, faces of the team, leaders of the team, to say that they didn't like what they, you know, saw from former Met Austin Adams. But listen, what I said last night was, you got to be ready for that. The whole league sees the, oh my God, they see the grimace stuff. They see the glizzy izzy, the rally pimp, all these different things floating around the Mets, and they want to turn it on you. They want to troll you. They want to use it against you. You got to have your guard up. 4-game losing streak ends. Did Austin Adams wake up the Mets? Maybe. Maybe, because it seems like they came out tonight with a different level of intensity, a different level of fire from just seeing Jesse Winker knock a single. And he was the first run to come across. But when he got to first base, he emphatically did the celebration where they're smacking ass or whatever they do. So I'm like, oh, okay. A message has been sent. Oh, okay. These guys have a purpose tonight. I think getting mocked, getting taunted, having your celebration flipped on you in your building, like anybody that's a competitor, especially these pro ball players, that turns into like a bet. Copy. Got you. I see you. Heard you. Say less. Edwin Diaz said what he had to say, but then the Mets come out and they lead with their bats. They lead with their gloves. And before I get into, you know, the leaders of the team, Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso, and guys having big nights at the plate and doing enough to score 9 runs, I feel like an unsung hero is David Peterson. when we talk about all of the things from Grimes throwing out the first pitch, the team meeting, Jose Iglesias coming up, his hit record, and all the other things that we've mentioned since June, I feel like we leave out the fact that David Peterson has been a consistent, solid arm for this group. He's 7-1. He gets another win tonight. What stands out with David Peterson, about a month ago, he said nobody wants to be the guy to bring this team down. Nobody wants to make the error. No one wants to go 0-4. No one wants to blow a start and it be on you why we lost. Because this team had to do so much to dig out of where they started. Once they went on that run, nobody wants to be the guy to bring the team down. 888-808-1019. I saw a stat on the SNY postgame, the Mets postgame show. National League ERA leader since May 29th. David Peterson made his debut that day. David Peterson has a 3.04 ERA. Only other two guys under him, Justin Steele of the Cubs and Hunter Green. So I wanted to start off and just, yo, applaud that man. David Peterson gave you a solid couple innings tonight where at least you felt good about where you were to start the game versus Paul Blackburn two nights ago where you're like, this game is already over, right? He's putting up zeros, and I know he walks some guys, whatever, four walks, four strikeouts, three hits though, one earned run, six and a third, standing O, bravo. David Peterson, who's been around. I feel like too many times he gets lumped into like Tyler McGill or not thought of as, like, this is a Met. This is a guy that's been here. This is a guy that wants to be a part of this and takes the ball knowing, hey, it's on me. I got to have a good start. I got to have a good showing. We got disrespected yesterday. It's on tonight. And in saying that, right, I tweeted this out. Somebody's like, you must be watching the wrong game. I'm like, no, I have to watch both games. I have to watch both the Mets and the Yankees. I used to work at Fubo TV, so I got the cheat code. I get MLB.TV for free. Shout out to the Fubo fam, the Fubros. So when the Yankees are playing on Amazon Prime and people are not able to watch Aaron Judge hit his 300th career home run, I'm able to watch both the Mets and the Yankees at the same time. And so I was watching the Met game, which started an hour before the Yankee game. And a thought that I had coming off of last night, J.D. Martinez left the game. He misses no time. J.D. Martinez contributed tonight. Lindor, who is the MVP of the team, the face of the franchise, highest paid player, yada, yada, yada. He led with his bat. He showed up early, got his BP in, ready to go. Knew, yo, like, we're not letting that go down tonight. And it's funny because all the talk about what would happen to Austin Adams, he's sitting in the bullpen. Like, I also tweeted out SNY got their revenge on him. Because every time the Mets did something, every time the Mets scored, every time the Mets did something positive, SNY had a camera on that guy. SNY made sure everybody saw his facial expression. Like, bro, you did a whole lot coming out from that one inning. It's a team game. The team has to play the whole series. And guys like Pete Alonso tonight, that first homer Pete hit with the bat, little bat chuck. Pete Alonso, well done. Four hits tonight. Three ribbies tonight. And it's just like, when you look at the Mets, I know so many people want to say, it's over, it's done. You know, so many people want to just be like, nah, they're not making the playoffs. Other shoes about to drop. They control their own destiny. The same way they controlled their destiny when they came out and lost all those games and they said the season's not over. The season's still not over yet. And we'll get to the standings and we'll look around the league and we'll talk about what everybody else did. But when you look at the team, they have guys, I mentioned Jesse Winker, that want to play and contribute. He just got here, wants to be a part of this. Guys like J.D. Martinez, who I mentioned, who had a knock, who had an RBI, scored a run, said he chose the Mets because he wants to be in the postseason. He's addicted to the postseason. That's why he's here. Guys like Harrison Bader, eager to get involved. Jeff McNeil's in a little bit of a bad one again, but I think you can excuse him because Happy Jeff had a run where, you know, he put the team on his back. not too long ago, so you can excuse him a little bit. Mark Vientos coming through with a hot shot over the third baseman's glove. Francisco Alvarez, got to come through. That's my favorite Met. He gets excused a little bit because he's young. Good to see him get a hit tonight, work a walk tonight. He's got to come through. 888-808-1019. Ultimately, I'm watching the Mets game, and I say, okay, is the bullpen going to blow it? No, the bullpen is solid. Brazoban, Young, Ottavino, don't need Edwin Diaz. That's a huge win. I was listening to Evan Roberts say this is the biggest game of the year. Okay, well, if that's the biggest game of the year, they came out and responded right away. They scored in the second inning, the third inning, the fourth inning. They put up six in a huge seventh inning. That was a make-it-happen Mets seventh inning. That was a pour it on, like, we're not done. That was a, okay, who is this coming out of their bullpen? You can get rocked. All of you can get rocked. You're the Oakland A's in our building, and now we're pissed off. Now you woke us up. Now we're not just going through the motions. Now we're extra motivated, and we have more to play for than showing up Austin Adams. This is a team that's trying to be playing in October. 888-808-1019. I think that was a good showing, a positive showing to stop the bleeding and the losing streak. Kind of wake up the team, wake up the fan base, and say, okay, you force the rubber match, and you continue on in this homestand where you win tomorrow. Well, it's tomorrow now. You win today, and then you face the Marlins. Whether you take two out of three, whether you sweep the Marlins, whatever, this is vital right here before you face the Baltimore Orioles, where every New York Yankee fan will be rooting for you to sweep them as well. Now let's talk about the Yanks. I had the whole nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach watching the game again. The generational Juan Soto came to play. Can't stop homering. The guy had no homers in that ballpark. As soon as he saw one go out, he's like, I like this kind of party. Boop. I'm sure we're going to continue to talk about Juan Soto's contract. I don't know. It's WFAN is great because from show to show, you're going to get different takes on Juan Soto's contract, what the New York Yankees are going to possibly do, what Aaron Judge thinks, all this different. Like, I'll talk about it tonight. I was the first to talk about it last night as we were marveling at a three-home run game, his first three-home run game in pinstripes. I just think you're nuts if you think that the Yankees are going to approach this man and say, well, we can't pay you more than Aaron Judge. What? Judge is going to be sitting at the table saying, pay him. Pay him. And speaking of that, as we transition to the New York Yankees, the Yankees die hard on what? Their trades and their contracts. They traded for Alex Verdugo. I know a lot of you are tired of seeing him. I know a lot of you are tired of seeing Trent Grisham, especially when you see Jason Dominguez go deep for his first time returning in AAA, especially when you see number 91, Oswald Peraza in the dugout, especially when you see number 98, Will Warren on the mound. Young guys contributing, like Austin Wells. Thank God for Austin Wells, our rookie catcher. He's a ball player. Throwing guys out, hitting singles, hitting homers, playing, coming to play. TWTW, the will to win. Oswaldo Cabrera. I had him on the fan last week. What did I say to Oswaldo? I said, you're part of the Stay Ready group. Stay ready, bro. I'm rooting for you. You know why? Because you're clutch. You provide a spark. You play with a flair. When the game is stagnant, you always do something to break it open. That Dominic Fletcher kid that they had in right field is phenomenal. That guy could cover the whole outfield. Oswaldo scoring from second, like that was to wake them up. That was to get them, okay, into the game and realize you're playing the worst team in baseball. You're playing a team that's historically one of the worst teams of all time. It's not supposed to be this difficult, fellas. Juan Soto came to play. Where the rest of y'all at? Judge hitting his 300th homer after they intentionally walked Juan Soto to get to him. Grady Sizemore, did they get
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Excuse me, like, did you guys forget that they've been walking Judge? But I guess with Judge striking out, you know, with Judge not hitting home runs early in the series, I'm sitting there like, I didn't think they were going to pitch to him. They throw that pitch up and in. Judge is like, whoop, hey, there it is. 300. In Chicago, Chief Keefe. Like, yo, that's the story. Judge making history is now the story instead of the Yankees struggling with the White Sox and almost getting swept by the White Sox. Like, it was, I don't know, the sixth inning? Both the Mets and the Yankees come alive in the seventh inning. But the story would have been completely different if the Yankees kept sleepwalking on the south side of Chicago against the bum-ass White Sox after Trent Grisham, which way did he go, George? Steps in, steps out, ball goes over his head, he points to his ear, all the sound. I'm like, bro, like Trent Grisham has had some moments, but the first thing I said was, man, put Jason Dominguez out there in left field or center field. And then we got into some conversations about service time and draft picks. And honestly, I don't know all the rules as to why. I really don't think that the Yankees are trying to manipulate service time or get another draft pick or any of that. I just think that they're getting more at-bats, more seasoning, right? They already got the extra year for him. Like Dominguez not being up here yet, it has to be a developmental thing. And also them dying hard on their trades and their contracts. They traded for Alex Verdugo. So Yankee fans on Yankees Twitter, my guy Ryan Garcia and Randy Wilkins all week have been screaming for Verdugo to not be in the lineup, to be benched or at least not be at the top of the order. The Yankees don't care. Judge wanted him. They gave up Greg Weissert and some randoms for him. They're going to play him. They're going to see it through. And I was glad to see him see it through, finally come through in his last at-bat with a hit, with a knock, and two ribbies. All in all, though, you put this behind you. All in all, the Yankees got to just say, hey, we survived that one. We won a series again, and we're 72-50. We're 22 games over 500. We're in first place. The New York Yankees, first place Yankees. First place Yankees, as mad as you can get at them, as disgusted as you could be watching the first game and the third game for six innings, when 27 outs are made and you play Frank at the end, start spreading the news. The New York Yankees are on to Detroit, Michigan as the first place team in the AL East with the best record in baseball, with the best left-handed hitter in baseball and the best right-handed hitter in baseball. They're making history. I saw the Yes Network just posted that Judge and Soto are the first or the fastest combination to 30 homers and 100 walks. Like, this is something else. And I don't want to be negative, but like, I'm such a fan, and I'm just getting old, man, and this is getting old. Like, when we look at this deadline now with Eniel De Los Santos being DFA'd, when we look at this deadline now with Jazz Chisholm needing 3 or 4 weeks to get healthy, we hope week continues, hope year, hope decade and a half. I look at Judge, and I literally have seen this guy. We just celebrated 7 years since his first home run. I was sitting in the bleachers that day. Had no idea he was going to get called up. I remember being in the dugout and people talking about, yo, it's Judgment Day. I got off the train, and I'm like, what do you mean Judgment Day? Judge is in the line. Judge is in the line. I just go into the stadium. Tyler Austin hits one, and Judge hits one, a back-to-back and a belly-to-belly. And to think that I saw this guy's first home run. I've probably seen 100 of his home runs over the last 7 years. And Old Timers Day is coming up, and we talk consistently about numbers being retired. Alex Rodriguez is coming back. His number will never be retired. Chisholm is wearing it. 99 is going to get retired. And I don't want to be at the stadium in 15 years and all of the clips of Judge are just home runs in the regular season. And no impact games in the World Series, no World Series win. Because if it was me, if I had the power, if it was me, I would stack the deck. I'd build a contender around him. I wouldn't play around at the trade deadline. I'd go get a starter. I'd go get top-end bullpen arms. I'd go get Tanner Scott. I'd go get Jack Flaherty. I'd go get another bat in case Jazz Chisholm, who's, you know, a light guy, small guy, Jazz, if you've been watching Jazz, he fouled one off his foot. He's like, not to say he's like fragile, but like he was bound to get hurt. And as I'm looking at Judge on another historic run, the fastest ever, 955 games to get to 300, I'm like, shame on the New York Yankees that like they didn't stack the deck again. Yeah, they got Juan Soto. But another deadline has passed. You got Mark Leiter Jr., you had the DFA, a guy that you just got, and now Jazz is out. And so the team is as it is. 888-808-1019. This is the year. They should get to the World Series this year. And they should be tweaking with things and changing things and sending guys. Like, I don't know. I don't know the answer. But you shouldn't be struggling with the Chicago White Sox. And for Judge to be as prolific as he is, again, the best player I've ever seen with my own two eyes. Barry Bonds took steroids. I get how great he is. I was younger watching him. He's the GOAT. But what I'm saying, I sit in Yankee Stadium. The best player I've seen with my own two eyes is number 99. And that guy's got to get to the World Series, man. He's not going to be in his prime forever. He's a big body guy. Eventually, he's going to break down. We had a scare last year when he ran into the cement block in Dodger Stadium. I just don't know how they can watch Aaron Judge and then chill and say, yeah, let Verdugo go out there and, you know, keep striking out, grounding out to second base. Oh, yeah, put Trent Grisham out there. Yeah, you know, and DJ and Glaber, they'll be all right. And this will be good enough. Like, because what you're seeing is, man, if they can struggle with the White Sox, don't look now, but when we're talking about first place teams, the Houston Astros are a first-place team again. And in the White Sox division, the Cleveland Guardians. Like, all this talk about Bobby Witt Jr., hopefully this 300 quiets that down. This 300th homer quiets that Bobby Witt Jr. for MVP talk. They should be, after this series, talking about Juan Soto and Judge as the MVPs. But what I'm saying is there are teams in the American League that are around the New York Yankees. But the Yankees have more talent and two ridiculous Hall of Fame elite players. This should be the year that they get to the World Series, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're a first-round exit, and that sucks. 888-808-1019. They survived the Chicago White Sox. Should have swept them. Should have never been close. Shouldn't have had that many innings of feeling sick to your stomach about it, but here we are. And for the New York Mets, your season is not over either. For the New York Met fan that just wants to talk, like I was listening to Evan and Tiki and someone called with the betting odds. Stop. Like, oh, the season's over. Check the betting odds. It means nothing. Because some Mets fans are checking the odds and saying, no, I'm taking that bet for them to still make it. I'm taking that bet because anything can happen. Anything can happen. So we'll talk about it. We'll talk all around it. Yankee fans are already all through the line. So we'll go Yanks. Obviously, there's a ton to talk about, Mets and Yankees, and I just don't care to talk football in these quick little 2 hours that I have between 12 and 2. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let me take my break right here. The number to dial is 888-808-1019. When we come back, we'll take your Yankee calls. I will mix in some more stuff with the Make It Happen Mets. And we'll pass this time till C-Mac comes through at 2 a.m. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.